With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jokers exist in a pack of cards due to a historically popular game called Utra. So the game was big in the 1860s. They had two trump cards, the left boa and the right boa. And boa basically translates to jack. And in the game, they needed a card that was better than that. And the card was called a juker, which then became a joker. And that is why every pack of cards has two jokers in. All dates back to the 1860s.
You just warm us up really nicely by taking us back to the 1860s. Cheers,
mate,
Mark.
You love the history ones. I know that. I pick them especially for you.
I love history, and even you lost me very quickly in that. Yeah, so what was it? So they used to play a game needed a joker.
Yeah, can I just intervene, Dan? I'm with you there. The minute he said the name of the game, I was trying to remember the name of the game by the time I started talking next. So I've got no idea what's going on here.
Sometimes it is an art, isn't it? Trying to pay attention and not let your mind run away with things. So they used to play this game. Well, why can't the king be the highest card?
So essentially they needed a card to beat the jack, and that card in the German game was called a juker. So the juker became joker, and that is why there's a joker. So they created this card especially because the king was already within the game. You needed those other 50 cards.
So the juker didn't have a value as such. Sorry, but it was just an infinite thing that just beat kings. There wasn't
that just was the best game in the land. And because this game was so popular, the joker became part of the 52 pack of cards. So that's why you have two jokers in a pack.
Why do you? I mean, it sounds like a ridiculous game to invent. Why would you make a game that needs more cards than you've actually been given?
Yeah, I mean, that is a fault with it in the first place. I'm not entirely sure that the people have thought this one through. And yet.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm interested by this, and I'm also happy that I know why they're there. But kind of seems just like a little bit of a pointless thing that's just still there today, you know?
Yeah, it does. Given that this was big in the 1860s and then Bridge took over and then, you know, people just got on with their lives and cards aren't that big anymore, they still
and
go,
snap.
We're going to put two jokers in there.
And Snap.
And Snap, yes, Connor. Snap is a big popular game.
Stick the quiz music in. Let's play How Much Can Connor Remember From That Fact? What was the original name of the card that they needed to be the highest scorer?
Juker.
Correct. What card did that Juker need to defeat?
King.
I think it was a Jack.
It was a Jack.
What was the name of the game?
Why a Jack? A Queen and King beats Jack.
Yeah, but it's not to do with the numerical values on it. The Jack is because the card was called the best Boa, and Bauer in German was a Jack. It's just how the game works.
Right, back to the quiz.
Well, that was it. What was the name of the game?
Unchika.
Close enough. Utra.
Utra. There you go. Thank you very much, Mark.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.